China is a sought-after trade partner because of its large population and rapid economic growth. In 1996, total food and agricultural exports from Wisconsin to China were about $8 million. Last year, those exports rose to over $300 million. The Madison International Trade Association, along with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, organized the meeting with Chinese buyers. DACAP's Jen Pino Gallagher says China currently does not buy many Wisconsin cranberries, something state agricultural officials hope to change.
Cranberries is a more recent addition to the Chinese marketplace, but they certainly have a history of eating fruit products and dried fruit products. So we think that by introducing cranberries into their diet, it should be readily accepted because the Chinese palate already has a history of eating dried fruits.
Cranberries are not the only food product Wisconsin officials hope to push. Pino Gallagher says they'll also talk about processed snack foods and dairy products like whey. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.